minutes, but I'm ready to be live. We're live now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our first book club.
No one's watching.
Well, yeah, but isn't this going to play later?
It will play later. Hello.
So I'm like welcoming them for later, even though they're not watching right now.
Have we invented time travel?
We have.
Amazing.
I know. It's my favorite. It is my superpower.
Six friends have joined
us. We've already decided time travel is my superpower.
No. And yes. I've
You've decided that I shouldn't have the superpower.
I did decide that.
I disagree. I still want it. Because I can think of things I want to go do and see. And none of them are fictional. Like time travel Outlander. You know, like that would be fiction. That's not real. Like I want to do real stuff. Anyway. So, hey, Pam, how are you?
Good. Hey, Jill. Hey, Diane.
Oh, we have people.
We have people in the chat.
Okay.
And Skip. Oh, Quilty Guy. Hello.
Quilty Guy. Yay, us.
Lisa. Oh, don't we know? We know Lisa in real life. IRL.
Ah, cool. Yay.
Yay.
Hey, well, we're glad everybody's joining us for the book club. We don't really have a format yet, so we're going to figure that out as we go along.
Our format is we're going to take turns, and then we're going to talk over each other, which is our usual style.
I start to say, how is that different? That is not
on
different.
Brand.
Exactly. That's who we are. Yay, us.
So, hi. Welcome to the very first Stitch TV show, Quilting Book Club. And we are talking about 2.5-inch strip set quilts, also known as jelly roll quilts.
Yes, or isn't it Tonga treats or something?
Yes, that is one of the batik lines.
Yes, but I do want to know.
And Roly Polies.
Oh, it's
a Roly Blake one, I think.
Yes.
Good old. So what QT just calls it 2.5-inch strip sets because they are all about technical descriptions, which I love.
Right, which is important. But what is your favorite jelly roll?
I don't have one. I love all my children equally, Lynn.
Okay, you're assuming that I'm talking about fabric. I'm like, if we're going to talk about jelly, what is your favorite jelly roll, though, like pastry? Like, do you like the raspberry? Do you like the strawberry? Do you like, you know what I'm saying?
Apparently. Again, I don't know that I have a favorite. I love them all equally.
This has not changed. I like raspberry. Yay. Yes.
I do like a raspberry. It's got a little bit of tartness to it.
Raspberry is my favorite.
Strawberry goes a little over the top sweet.
Raspberry is my favorite.
These people didn't know they were signing up to talk about carbs tonight.
Yes, exactly. Carbs that I cannot have. Thank you.
So for those wondering, we're in the studio. We're using a different setup because it feels like the camera's very close right now. Usually
it is
much
close. It's much further back there.
How does it get further back there, yet you see more of the background?
It's a different camera, so it's like...
Science is like magic.
Well, it's got a different mechanism and stuff in this camera.
So...
Anyway, that's how it is. And we've got this little
snowball mic. Yeah,
snowball mic so they can hear us. So we have nobody else in the studio with us instead of the production team that's normally here. They left us on our own.
Well, we kind of said we're going to be big girls and do it ourselves.
They left us on our own.
And if it gets messed up, they're going to be here next time.
Yeah, they'll be like,
to tell us to knock it off.
You guys need help. We should come back in.
Hot mess.
Yes. So, actually, they had other things to do.
Breaking news, 2 votes for raspberry in the chat.
Absolutely, because it's the best. Raspberry, my favorite.
So we have my laptop here next to me. So if I look down occasionally, I'm checking the chat.
Well, you're going to see if we have any questions.
That's true.
That I can't read from here.
I know. I purposely turned it so Lynn wouldn't just be distracted. As I do when I watch our episodes, I type up show notes, or I'm just looking at myself thinking, oh, like, what's up with my hair?
Yeah, dude, I went to dinner with her last night. She goes, wait, I'm posting.
Well, I had to post about our
I know. Hey.
A vote for blueberry. Breaking news.
Blueberry?
I don't know if I've ever had a blueberry jelly roll.
Mmm.
This is exactly how all my other book clubs go as well. There's like
blueberry muffins are quite the tasty
minutes
treat.
Of book talk and
but I'm
of
the
nonsense.
Top of the muffin girl. I don't like the bottom part.
You're not the stump.
No,
you're like that bad Seinfeld episode.
Yeah,
with the
I'm
muffin
totally.
Stumps.
Yeah, totally muffin tops. Top of the muffin to you. That was the name of the store.
I know. You're hilarious.
I know.
Ooh, question.
Hello, pop culture and quilts.
Are jelly rolls like donuts?
Yeah. In Oh,
donuts don't usually have fruit on them. Oh, a filled donut, perhaps.
Yeah, filled up. There's
a jelly donut.
One of my favorite donuts at Krispy Kreme that I haven't had in months.
Is this the one with the calendar reminder for when it comes out? Lynn has a calendar reminder for when donuts come out at Krispy Kreme, y'all.
She
shouldn't have told me that.
I am going. Okay. For those of you who don't know, I don't eat sugar or carbs for health reasons, but I'm allowed cheat days every once in a while. So I put a calendar reminder on. I saw a sign where Krispy Kreme is having chocolate glaze hot donuts the first Wednesday of the month. And I'm like, that's worth a cheat right there. That is worth like sugar and carbs cheat day. First Wednesday of the month, I'll be having chocolate glazed hot Krispy Kremes.
I have to second Lisa's vote in the chat for the lemon filled Krispy Kreme donut.
See, I'm the raspberry filled Krispy Kreme donut. I may have to have one of those on my cheat day and the chocolate. So, but it's for health reasons. I don't eat carbs
or
sugar.
And get all of your quilting done before then, because you're going to be laying around in a sugar coma.
She's been with me on one of my cheat days, and it was a pizza. Like, I cheated on pizza. And I was like, within an hour, I was like, never eating pizza again.
She had pizza last night.
But
different,
it was
different crust.
It was cauliflower crust, and it wasn't carbs. So,
in a shocking turn, there's a vote for maple bars.
Ooh, maple bars. I don't know that I know those. I'm a good cinnamon roll girl, though. I like cinnamon rolls.
Any of my Ohio people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma Eddie.
It's a Midwest thing.
Worked at Nichols Bakery.
Nichols Bakery.
A small regional bakery in Ohio.
In Ohio.
I think she was over the sales distributor network. Worked there her entire career. Retired the day I was born. And they have maple bars. They have like cream sticks, and there's a maple glaze cream stick. So it's kind of like an eclair, but the pastry itself is a little denser. It's not as like fluffy as some eclairs.
Okay.
That's like the tradition. We would go to Ohio to visit family, and we would like get the cream sticks, and they would always get the maple cream sticks. And then they stopped making cream sticks, we discovered, when we were up there for, I think, my aunt's funeral.
Aw, that's always disappointing.
Like, my mom was all set to write an angry letter.
Angry letters are so effective. So, but we're here to talk about deli roll quilts. Deli roll quilts.
That's what we do. So we don't have a pastry channel.
You would think we did. It's because there's 4 days till cheat day, so I'm very excited about that. So this is a jelly roll quilt that I did in a class with Kimberly Imo. And wow, is she not a fun teacher? If you ever get a chance, take a class from her, because great fun. And so Pam and I were in the class together, and we bought this book. I actually have this book too, but Pam said she gets to show it.
So I only have two general books. I call dibs on this is one of mine.
So, but this is, it was a tulip pink jelly roll, which y'all know I love me some tulip pink. It was a tulip pink jelly roll, and I added other modern fabrics to go with it because it wasn't enough. Whoever made the jelly roll, and I guess it was Free Spirit, they didn't have 42 strips.
Right.
It was like 30, so I had to add more strips for it to be a full jelly roll, or for what the pattern required. Because not all patterns require 42.
Yeah, this one requires 40.
Yeah, so I had to add 10 then. I was just assuming it was
12. And,
but I think I added more because I did the, I don't know that it required, that it not, had a piano key border.
It does not, but I did that because at the time I did not like square quilts. So I added a piano key border to the top and bottom of mine. And you were like, oh, do that too. And then you went all fancy and mitered it. I didn't get time for that.
Because it looks cute.
It does look cute. But I knew mine was going to get a minky back. And
you don't have yours anymore.
Share it. Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, in the living room.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Well, she gives away so many quilts. So
oh, no, that one I saved because I was going to put a minky back on it. So we didn't have to fight the dog for the other minky back quilt in the living room.
So I was going to enter it in a show, and I jacked up the quilting so bad it didn't get entered because I was embarrassed. So it's just a really heavily quilted quilt that hangs on a ladder in the living room, or the hallway to go into the living room.
So let me ask you a question about buying books.
Yes, I buy books. Yes.
She buys a lot more books than I do.
Well, I like reference material. They have pretty pictures. We all know I don't read the patterns.
Yes, it's true. We're going to have a story about that later. She didn't even read her own patterns that she wrote. We're just going to have that story now. Want to tell that story now? Oh, great. A lot of frantic texts. I need more fabric. We don't have more fabric. But I need more fabric. Okay, someone cut this wrong. Someone cut this wrong, Pam.
All right, wait. Well, let's start at the beginning. So I wrote a pattern months ago.
October, it came out officially to
months ago. I wrote this pattern and I pattern tested it, but with not the fabric that I wrote the pattern for, because the pattern because fabric hadn't been released yet. So I get the shipment of the fabric that the pattern's written for, and I have to remake the quilt this week. Apparently, I have issues. I've had more problems with this quilt. And it's not a hard pattern. It really isn't. It's just, I haven't totally, well, one, okay.
Let us hearken back to a story episode in the 200 series.
No, this is like three episodes ago when I was like, you know, pictures are reference.
I know, but I'm thinking back to the story you told of when you got the kit and you just went to town cutting because you knew how to make some of these fancy half square triangle units and you didn't follow directions on cutting, and then you ran out of fabric and you had to buy two kits.
Yes. This is still true in my life. I don't know why this is not, you know, like this should be shocking. Anyway, so I've not complained. I've panicked. It's not
several
times.
Distinct instances of panic.
Like, oh my gosh, I need more fabric.
I'm not, no.
And then Pam kindly gave me an inch and a half strip.
Inch and three quarters. Let's not be stingy.
An inch and three quarter strip. So I'm down to three more borders and I'm done. So,
because of course she designed a quilt with like 5,000 borders.
It doesn't have 5,000. It's got like
4,999
or seven or eight. It's very cute. You'll see it on a show coming up. So anyway, but this is not jelly rolls. Let's borders. Talk about how Lynn needs help.
Why was I bringing that up?
I don't know.
Something about borders. Something about
we did panicky.
The difference between you buying books and me buying books.
Oh, okay. So what's the difference?
So I don't usually buy a book unless there's at least two patterns in there that I like. Because I figure I could buy an independent pattern for $8-$10.
Right. Or a book's like 25.
And a book's like 25. So if I like two patterns, it pretty much pays for itself.
It does. That's true.
In this book.
So this there was book another is pattern. The Jelly Roll Quilt Magic by Kimberly Imo.
Jelly Roll Quilt Magic. Yes.
Have you made any of the other quilts?
I have not, but
here?
I keep eyeing this one.
That's cute.
And then if
but
y'all.
But that's a layer cake as well as jelly roll, right?
I believe so.
It looks like it.
And then you realize.
I have that jelly roll. And I have some of that fabric.
I had that layer cake, but I turned it into a quilt.
And my stash.
It's on my bed.
I have that book too. Okay.
Okay. But if you guys read the Quilter Spotlight or Designer Spotlight with me on Modern Quilts Unlimited, you will know that applique circles.
Not your jam.
Not great at them.
Because your son hasn't grown up in genetically engineered.
Berry with
squares.
Corners. Yeah.
Berry.
But if I just did fusible, I think
but
that would
grapes
work.
Grapes are oval. That's what I was going to point out.
It's to her. To her. Lots ovals, of pointy bits. Yeah, I could do juniper berries. Around.
What about like raspberry? They have like little.
Oh, that's way too many curves. That's like 6,000 circles.
But we've
together.
Already covered how tasty they are. So there you go. Anyway.
Alrighty.
So lots you of like this? You like this book? Why? Because of that other. So this quilt. There's another quilt in there that you like. Is there any other? Do you like the way it's written?
I like the way it's written. I like her tips. What I like most about it is that she wrote a jelly roll quilt book, full of quilts that don't look like they're made out of jelly rolls.
I will say that that's true. Like some of the jelly roll quilt books, I think have similar looking.
Have some strips. Sew them with some more strips. Like.
Yeah. I wonder how many of our viewers have actually done the jelly roll race.
Well, we've got one person says they make their own strips because they don't like the pinked edges, which I get.
That I got in trouble with that with this one because it was really
super deep
pinking.
Yeah.
And remember, we got in an argument when we were making this, you and I did, of where to consider the...
Do you count it from the tip?
The peak
or the valley.
Yeah.
And Kimberly said, count the peak because you want as much fabric as possible.
But it was pinked a quarter of an inch. Yeah, so that you were sewing right on the valley and missing some of it and it wasn't. So I'm like, you got to count the valley.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Which means... And that's not true. It's not a 2.5-inch strip. Yeah, it's a
binding strip.
Yeah.
It looks like.
But I do like how this one turned out.
Yeah, Stacy made a jelly roll race. That was her first quilt.
I think that the jelly roll races are probably not a bad first quilt.
They're not actually. And I did something a little different. And I think I posted it on my personal Instagram, but I turned it in at Guild last night.
That's
like one of the solid jelly rolls, I think, from Robert Kaufman. And I didn't use all of them because I didn't want the dimensions to be really wacky. But I think I used 30 strips and just really sewed them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Just and made one big, 42 inch by, 60, I think. And then I made two slices and took the middle piece and rotated it. Did some sashing with just a solid gray, and that came out pretty cute. It's a good lapse quilt.
You should connect that in this or whatever.
If I can figure out how to do that from YouTube, I will. But
there you go.
That's I'm a little scared to touch anything. It's all working.
Don't break it. Okay, so Kimberly, I'm a great book. She has another book. Do you have the other book? I don't think
Jelly
have
Roll
this.
Quilts and More.
Maybe I do have this, and I didn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So okay.
Well. Excuse me. One's And More.
And More.
Much like my stage name when I contribute to magazines.
You're
Remember and the more. First time I was in a magazine and they listed all the other designers except me and then it was like, and more.
Yes, that was
it. My Mike Wazowski.
That's okay. I'm Lynn Reinhardt.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
See, in this one, there's a Jacob's Ladder quilt and it's for jelly roll and a layer cake.
That's cute. I like
it
that one.
Cute. Yeah. And again,
I have this one. I couldn't find it though.
And she always puts a recipe in the back and there's always a fun story about some interesting swap she did with her friends. And I'm like, I'm with those friends. And then I realize sometimes I don't always keep up my end of the deal with swaps. So maybe I shouldn't have those friends.
I like her. I do like her books. I think they're really good. And I think she writes good directions that I've read. Maybe I shouldn't comment about the directions.
Well, you didn't mess this one up too bad.
No, but actually, that was really out of the class.
She was there with you, giving you the stink eye if you jacked it up.
Well, I'm an auditory learner, and I know that about myself. So if you tell me stuff, I usually remember it and can do it. But you don't think that's true. But if... She apparently does it.
It's more effective if I say it than if I text it or write it.
Yeah. Oh God, no. If you write stuff, unless it's, I'm an auditory learner. I know this about myself.
So I just have to read all the spreadsheets aloud.
Yeah.
Cell
I'm doing, I called Jose. I called her we talked the other day. We talk all the time. But I talked to her the other day. I'm like, I finally feel caught up on the spreadsheet. I'm where you need me to be. I'm working on this. I got all these other projects done. I was feeling really productive that day. And she goes, oh, but we have to do this. And I went,
I have to make three more quilts and
I was feeling caught up. And then she adds more stuff. And I was like, oh. Wow.
Yep.
All right. So let me talk about three books that I have. These are by Suzanne McNeil. And these probably came out in the early 2000s. No, 2007. 2007. These all came out in 2007. What do you want to bet?
Amazing.
2008. So anyway, there's only five or six in each of these. And they're not the full 20. 10. Oh, 10.
That one has 10.
Oh, this is 8.
This one has 8.
So 10 or 8. So, but I do think that these look like jelly roll.
They look like jelly rolls.
Yeah, they do look like jelly rolls. There was a couple, there's this ship one that I thought was kind of cute.
Oh, that one is cute.
Yeah.
Got some nautical nonsense.
I have made this one. That one at the bottom. which is kind of where you sew the jelly rolls together and then you cut them in, you kind of make triangles or whatever out of them.
Like, yeah. You know, I will say this one.
That's really nice.
Because even though it looked, I mean, it's obviously strips, it's got enough contrast there.
I like, this one.
That one's cute.
Yeah.
I like a good diamond because they're super hard to cut.
Yeah, that was cute.
You get kind of jacked up with your ankles. And then it's all over.
These were some of the first books that I bought. I'll be honest with you, when I started quilting, when the jelly rolls came out, because it was easy. These seemed easy to do before I knew what I was doing. And what I found with these books for me, and not just these books, but the other two, three books that I'm going to show, like I've had friends who've had daughters or sons and they're like, well, we want you to make us a quilt for graduation. And I want to give them some control over what I'm making for them. So I have handed them jelly roll books and said, pick out one you like, and then we'll pick out a jelly so that they don't have free reign, but these are easy and quick to do, which I think is a benefit, as well as they kind of gave them control of, oh, I like how this looks, or I like the, you know, because some of these are super easy. Like I liked the log cabin look in this one. So I think I thought that was cute. It's kind of a different log cabin.
Yeah. That's a good looking one.
So but I think it was easy for, you know, someone to look through and go, oh, I like how this looks. I want this. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that a cute, that's a cute ship.
Yeah. So we have a couple questions.
Yes.
Have you ever used a batik jelly roll for a baby quilt and is it scratchy?
Not if you wash it.
Yeah. I tend to wash baby quilts before I give it to the parents because I don't, and I think I've said this before, I don't want them to wash it for the first time and think they ruined it because it suddenly looked puckery.
Yeah.
So one I just did had a mixed batiks and cotton prints in it and turned out fine.
Yeah, I think it can turn out fine.
Yeah, and I would especially, sometimes new parents get picky about chemicals and things, and so they're more than likely they're going to wash it with the detergent they've chosen.
Right.
Ahead of time. But I like to do a wash anyway, especially if there's batik in it, because I don't want dye to come off and have them.
Some of the batiks that I've given away, quilts that I've given away, I've definitely washed. Especially if you don't know how they're going to use it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how that batik was made, because there are some less expensive batiks that I have bought that were in my stash that I got from non-quilt stores. They took a whole box of color catchers.
Yeah. Like I had a flannel like
it
that.
It was blue and the color catchers were coming out this color. For like several, I think I washed that thing 7 or 8 times before it actually.
Yeah, finally.
That's how much dye was in those batiks that were not as high a quality. Right. There is nothing wrong with that fabric. It's just you need to know that before maybe you give it to somebody who, you know, washes their quilt and white sheets together. And the sheets are blue.
Second question.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no more of a suggestion. The Sue McNeil twist and turn in 10 minute block. Are you familiar with that? That's being recommended.
I think
from a novice quilter for other novice
quilters.
Doesn't
she have a
ruler?
Yes, I think she does. I think she does.
Yep. Strip clubs are very popular. That's just a blanket statement. The end. Going to leave that without context.
Strip clubs are very popular. And that's what she'll put on the tagline of this. We're stripping now.
What do we do when they're cut wonky? Strips, I assume she means. Oh, so if they're not squared up, they can come out with like a big V in it when you kind of unroll them.
Well, that's true. Yes.
So at that point, usually I
cut the V.
The V, and then I just live with that little bit of bias, and because it looks like a parallelogram.
Yeah. Yes. I cut the V out. If I can't, I mean, if it's definite enough. Just cut the V out, and then usually the piecing in itself.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, a 6-inch piece of a jelly right, roll. You can get that to look kind of straight.
Yeah. Now, I may have lost some. We gave this tip a long time ago, but I still think it's a good tip. Even if you're using a jelly roll, and a jelly roll is, or 2.5-inch strips from any manufacturer, when they put those together, they're putting them together in a grouping that looks good together, and that's maybe all from one designer or all one fabric line. 9 times out of 10, it's all one fabric line. So how to make your quilt unique or successful is you take out, what's the percentage like?
So this came from Jay over at Art Quilt Maker, and she said like 5-10%. So for a jelly roll, you know, 2 to 4 strips.
Yeah. Take out 5 strips, add in 5 from your stash that look good with it. And that just gives it a different sparkle to it or look to it. And this one is really that kind of, there wasn't enough in the jelly roll for the quilt. So I was forced to add in 10 strips. Mm-hmm. And that makes it unique because they're not all tulip pink. There's other modern quilt fabric in there. I don't even know who's in there. Aside from, oh, Kafe. There's some Kafe in there.
Oh, yeah, the dots.
Yeah, the dots are Kafe. And then there's other stuff that aren't, you know, that's just a blender. That's not even a, whatever.
Is that the golf ball print?
Yes. I love the golf ball print. It's not out anymore.
Okay.
So, oh, these are, the next 3 books are 3 of my favorite jelly roll books. And Pam and Nikki Lintott. Lintott?
Lintott. The Lintott gals.
The Lintott gals. And I think this has 17 projects in it. This was the first one, I'm pretty sure, that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Jelly Roll Quilt. And there are several in here. I know that's shocking.
May I interrupt you for a moment?
No, but go ahead.
We got a question on the chat about should you wash a jelly roll? And I will say the answer to that is you will only do it once. Because you should not do that. If it's batik and you're worried, hand wash it. Hang the strips to dry. Don't put it through a washing machine. Don't put it in the dryer.
Do not agitate it ever. Do not agitate a jelly roll.
It gets agitated easily.
Oh my gosh. No, do not.
You'll only do it once.
I wouldn't do a layer cake either.
Oh no. I did a jelly roll once.
No, I've never done it and I know why. I was going to show you a quilt that I have made out of here that I liked. This one, the spiral stripes. I've made this quilt.
Yep.
Which is a great quilt. Because I have it marked. There you go. The one thing about jelly roll quilts, too, I think to remember is they're all about the same size.
Yep.
They're not really a twin. They're not really a queen. You know, they're about a lap size, depending on how much more fabric you add. Most of them are about a lap size quilt.
Lucky Star, one of our patterns,
is a queen. Yeah. But we add more background fabric.
You get a twin size if you don't add a second. If you don't add more strips to it, you can use one jelly roll's worth and get a twin size quilt. But it's like set on point and there's background. Yeah.
But most of the jelly roll quilts are about a lap size, which, you know, is a great gift size quilt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I'm giving a quilt away, this is the one I haven't made that I want to make, but it says in the directions you have to have a friend.
Ugh, friends. Where am I going to dig one of those up?
But I like this quilt. Isn't that pretty?
Why do you need a friend?
Because the way you make it is red, white, and blue fabric, and so you alternate the red and the blue, and so you have... these same blocks with opposite colors, like blue is where the red is and red where the blue is. So you need a friend who will make the same quilt with you,
but be the opposite of
be
you.
Be the opposite of me. Yeah.
Like a which project is kind of, yeah, like, teal and blue, baby.
It's
teal and orange, I guess.
Huh? Teal and blue. But you get both quilts.
Did you notice? I noticed on What's Up Stitches. I logged in this morning and you're like, your group color's been set. And I'm like, who picked this hideous orange color? Change it to teal.
I changed it to orange a few days ago. I wondered when she was going to notice that.
Well, so normally I'm checking it on my phone through the browser, not through the app. But when I checked it on the app this morning, I was like, what is this nonsense? Get it out of here. So it's teal now, unless you change it back.
I didn't change it back yet. I was like, for some reason that popped up and I was like, well, I'm going to pick a color. We will change it to orange. Dang it. Caught me.
So the pro tip, which I know you've mentioned on the show, just popped up in chat. Before you unwrap your jelly roll, use a lint roller on it.
Oh, yes. Unless you just like the quilter bling happening.
And you like a little bit of the pre-cut lung from all the lint.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Now, this is their second book, The Jelly Roll Inspirations. I really like their books. Like, these are probably my favorite jelly roll books.
I've checked them out from the library, but I haven't bought them. Do you remember my favorite jelly roll?
What's your favorite jelly roll? Well, I don't know. Raspberry. I know. We've already talked about this. I don't know why. Oh, I think I've made this one, which I think is cute. They kind of have those stars, the stretch stars.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. I was just seeing, like, funky bow ties.
Yeah, you have to. Oh, it is kind of funky bow ties. But they are kind of the stretch stars.
Oh, Cozy Quilts is another designer. Just popped up in the chat. Has jelly roll books that run lap to King. And I think.
Yeah, but you have to have more jelly rolls than just one. That's the key.
Yeah, but she runs the strip club on YouTube.
Oh, well, she should be talking to us. I like that one.
Well, we just started this.
So if she's got any other. I think one of my girlfriend's daughters picked out this one with the flowers in it, and then they were going to do this one, then they changed their mind.
That's a lot of applique.
See, applique doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me. I just got to be in the mood for it.
This was appliquing strip sets.
But if you do that, you want to shorten your stitch length when piecing it together, because otherwise when you cut your applique, it's just going to go boom.
Yes, that's true. That is truth. I'm looking. Oh, I liked this one too. The pinwheels.
Mm-hmm.
Like cute. Very cute. And I like, you know, when you do something different in the borders, makes me really happy. Like, it's not just a plain border. I like happy, like, piano key, checkerboard, shark's teeth, piece borders like you did in Belinda.
Yay me.
I like this one too. This thin one. This is cute. You like that one?
I do like that one.
It's called Zen something. What's it called? Zen and the Jelly Roll. There you go. We can all be happy eating raspberry jelly rolls. Then they have a Bargello. Have you met a Bargello quilt?
I have not. Ooh, braid in a day, which is, I do love the look of the braid quilt.
One of these
has the braid in a day.
One of these has a braid in it.
Yeah, I think it's their first book.
Yeah. Yes. It's on the cover. We should have seen that. I've never made a braid quilt. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I do like them though. They're pretty.
So we got asked if we're going to put links to the books down below in the notes. Yes, but I have to do that afterwards. I can't do it like while we're live.
Yes, we have skills, but not all those skills. Really, it's just Pam that has the skills.
So
and my husband.
Jane missed the tip about when you're piecing stuff for applique. Shorten your stitch length like you're doing paper piecing. So normally my machine's set to like 2.2 millimeter stitch length. I bring it down to about 1.5.
Yes. Yeah. Anytime you're doing paper piecing, you want to do that with foundation piecing. Sometimes when you're dealing with a lot of bias, strips, bias.
I have a lot of bias.
That's why she has to change hers all the time. I don't have this problem. This is a little much for me. Maybe it's the fabric.
Might be. It. it's very tropical, but I don't know if that's intentional.
I think it's the fabric.
Was it a tropical fabric?
Yes, totally. Okay. I think it's the fabric.
But it's just
flying geese. And we've made some flying geese quilts. Let's just say.
Lordy.
We don't have to make more flying geese quilts. You all have seen our flying geese
quilts.
Yeah,
we hung it.
Yes.
And it was in Sisters, and it was in...
Oh, that's right. It went on the tour.
Yeah. It was in Grand Rapids.
Hey, I'm going to enter a quilt into Houston.
I entered a quilt in Grand Rapids AQS and Virginia Beach AQS.
What about Paducah?
No.
Why?
I didn't want to. I didn't like how they ran the rules last fall.
Well,
yeah.
Are they going to do that again?
I don't know. I wasn't going to take a chance.
I haven't heard anything about that. Look, they've got a hexagon.
Also, I jacked up my entry because apparently I didn't attach any photos. And they're like, that'll be $5 for us to attach your photos.
Are you serious?
I think because I registered on a mobile device and I didn't realize that the entire reg form doesn't show on a mobile device.
Oh.
So I just submitted it and didn't even think about it until I'm like, gosh darn, they're right. But I had entered both shows at the same time, so I went back and fixed my Virginia Beach entry.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Oh, Kathy said she made a Bargello and once was enough.
Really? Like, I have someone asking me to teach a Bargello class and I haven't made one, and that's usually a requirement before I teach. I like this one.
I do like that one.
That's just a classic quilt right there.
Isn't that Jacob's Ladder blocks?
No.
No.
It is not.
It's V blocks. That's why.
Yes. Yes.
Tiny houses.
This is, I bought these before I knew what I was doing. Oh, and I like this one too. I bought this before I knew what I was doing, color wise and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of these, especially this Suzanne McNeil books, they would put what jelly roll they used. And I thought, well, I have to get that jelly roll.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people do, because they see and they're like, I want to make that exact one.
Yeah. That was before I knew that I can change things.
You can color outside the lines.
I can color outside the lines. But this is layer cake and jelly rolls and charm quilts. So this one had not just jelly rolls, but it had the others in it as well. Those are all the jelly roll books that I have.
Yes.
So I do like making jelly roll quilts from a standpoint of it's easy gift. It's one of those I don't have to think or design a lot when I'm sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do need times where I'm not having to design.
And some of it's already cut, which is nice. Hence the whole pre-cut term.
Pre-cut, yes. Although, I see why they're very attractive to beginner quilters and new quilters. And just, you need a quick gift.
And I think, someone did all the design work for me. Right. And that I don't have to panic in the fabric store and wander around for 4 hours trying to pick out 40 individual fabrics to cut 2.5-inch strips out of.
And you can't cut a 2.5-inch strip out of it. They won't. Most quilt stores won't cut that small.
Yeah, you could do a quarter
eighth.
Yard.
No, some will
do an
eighth.
Yeah. Which is 4.5 inches.
So
we got a question. Do we make jelly rolls from our stash?
I do. If I'm working on a quilt and like I've cut to where there's just a little bit left, I will cut a 2.5-inch strip and pin it in a bin.
Yes, I do as well.
Here's the difference. I put it in a bin.
I take it out of the bin and make a quilt.
Right. Mine are still in the bin.
She has lovely bins.
I do. It's just... It's sad, really. Yeah. But I have kind of learned on that if I just leave chunks of fabric and stuff it in my scrap stash, I'm more apt to get into my scrap stash than I am the bins. Because I think those are for a quilt.
What are the others for?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like they're organized and they're there. And it's organized. And I don't have to. Where the scraps are not organized, so I can just go through them. It's not going to hurt anything compared to going through. This is how my mind works. It's really scary. I know. There's issues. That you don't get that, do you? I can't be the only one who does. Like, once it's organized, then it's like I don't want to screw that up, because I can screw up some organization real quick.
No, because I'm a completionist, so I want to empty the things
out. Please, There is no way I could even claim to be a completionist. There's no way. I got way too many UFOs.
I used to think I was a perfectionist. No, I just like things being done.
No, I'm not a perfectionist.
D for done.
No, I know I'm not a perfectionist. I've struggled with that before. Personally, I have, but I'm not. I'm not a perfectionist. Okay, what else?
So Christina said that there was a quilt store in Missouri. BT Dubs, only know of one. I'm sure there's more than just the one.
I'm sure. And there's more towns than just
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
There's more musicals than just Hamilton.
No, there's not. There's only one. Which, by the way, I got tickets to.
Yay!
It's coming to Atlanta, and Lynn is going.
Yes, but
do you know how excited I am?
I might get to see it in New York City.
That's true. She will.
Anyway.
My sister went to see it in New York City, and she sent me a signed poster.
I'm not doing that.
I know. Because my sister going to
take all my money just to buy the ticket.
I know. They were expensive here. We're third row from the top.
We're looking for
But we're in the building, people!
We're looking for, Tuesday matinee shows from New York. Anyway.
Good luck with it.
Said store in Missouri actually sells, 2.5-inch strips. She thought they were just cut from, end-of-bolt remnants and stuff. So instead of having the end-of-bolt sale, you just kind of cut and make your own little bundle.
I'm trying to think of the quilt store here. It's Scarlet Thread.
Oh, in McDonough.
In McDonough.
South of Atlanta.
They will.
Largest quilt store in Georgia.
Super nice quilt store. And the owner's really sweet.
Super nice.
Oh, super nice lady. They sell sewing machines there as well as embroidery machines. And then they have a ton of fabric and bolts and all that kind of stuff. And they actually cut 2.5-inch strips out of a variety of. They have a strip club that. I don't know. They have a strip club that meets and makes strip quilts. Yeah. And I think they cut 2.5-inch strips and put them together in their own collections.
Yes.
So it's unique collections to them. And I've actually made a pattern out of one of their strip club collections that I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Christmassy red and green quilt. And it's I know you're going to be shocked. It's not quilt. The top's done, but it's not quilt.
Thank goodness I was sitting.
Yes, I know. right? Exactly. So, anything else?
There was a question. So, Teresa asked, with a giant dangling participle, which book the blue and white quilt was in? It's the Layer Cake, Jelly Roll, and Charm Quilts book by the Lintock Gals.
Yes, the blue and white quilt. Oh, this one?
See,
yes.
Yvonne answered for us. Thank you, Yvonne.
Yes.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. And it's called Stormy Weather. It's a variation of the Stormy quilt block, Stormy Weather quilt block, Stormy.
It's not a thing.
No, it is.
Storm at Sea.
Storm at Sea quilt block. There you go. I knew it was Storm. I was getting there.
Stormy Weathers is the lady that accused Donald Trump.
It's also a classic standard song.
Or no, Stormy Daniels. Yeah. Stormy Weathers, was that the name of the weather girl on Scream? I can't remember.
Stormy.
I don't know. It's all.
My friend was in Scream.
Rewind.
My friend was in Scream.
Oh, Earl?
Earl was in Scream. So I have a friend who's in the movie business, and he was in Scream. He played a camera guy in the movie.
My husband was in RoboCop 3.
There you go. See how famous we are? We know people. That know people that could possibly
know been, other people.
Yes, who have
no right. People named Stormy.
Actually, Earl's been in several stuff. He was in Deadwood, and his wife and I were roommates in college for a couple of years.
She's not allowed to watch.
And I was in his wedding. I watched all of Deadwood.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
No, not Deadwood.
She won't let me watch Preacher. He was in Preacher. She says it's a little rough for me. Although I did watch Deadwood, and there are some rough parts in there. Although I do think in Deadwood, they did take cussing to a...
It was art oddly form.
Art form, yes. I think part of it was an iambic pentameter, actually. Seriously. Some of the lines had a definite cadence to them.
Okay.
I think Earl even wrote some of the scripts. Anyway, I know that has nothing to do.
Barbara's going to name her next quilt Stormy.
Oh, that's good.
You do it Stormy with an I.
Seems to me I had a friend who had a dog named Stormy.
What are you, the god of hammers?
the God of Thunder. I can't wait. We have tickets tomorrow to go see that.
We don't have tickets yet to see the Avengers movie. I have tickets
at 11.
Because we're waiting on my husband. He has to work all weekend. I instead have tickets to go clean up a park with my daughter so she can earn community service hours.
So she's doing community service and I'm just going to go.
I'm helping the community. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just going with my husband to see a movie. And
I did have it on my calendar to see the movie.
He's like, I'm going to have carbs. And I'm like, oh, I'm probably not. Because Wednesday is, we've already gone over
Donut day.
Until they run out. So like, I'm like, Mike, we got to get there early because I'm not missing out on the chocolate glazed donuts.
Thank goodness they built one near us.
Yes. And there's a hot sign and everything. He actually downloaded the app so we would know when the hot sign's on. I don't need to know this.
You need to know 10 minutes before the hot sign's on so you can get down there.
Well, you just have to check. You know, you pull up the app. It's hot sign on. Okay, we can go. Hot sign's not on, then you wouldn't go.
But what if the hot sign turns off while you're on the way?
That's bad news. That's sad news. Then you're hoping they're still hot when you get there. Good news, we're not that far away. All right. Enough donut talk.
Oh, I think I have missed the context for this comment.
Okay.
Amanda says, same here. So excited and scared of someone dying. I don't know what that's about. I've lost control.
Oh, no.
The chat.
A preacher. She's talking about the preacher.
Okay.
Show.
It's like,
well, Earl's in it. I bet she won't let me watch it because she says it's a little rough for me. Pam is my fun police. She tells me she's the fun police. She won't let me do certain things.
Mm. I make you do other things.
Mm-hmm. Like stuff on spreadsheets. Yeah, there you go. She won't
see.
Let me watch TV. I have to do the spreadsheet. You have to do your homework first, Lynn.
Okay, Jill hasn't seen Black Panther. Go see it. It's delightful.
I love
the younger
good.
Sister.
Oh, yes. She's perfect. She's perfect.
She's perfect.
She's perfect. In the
and
movie.
So I saw it with my son, who's 14, and had asked my daughter if she wanted to go. She's 12, and she's not into superhero stuff. She's not into all that nerd cool stuff like we're all into.
She watches.
She just wants to go read books and draw Pokemon. But
she watches Japanese anime stuff.
Oh, there's some weird stuff out there, guys.
Oh, she was so
anyway, funny. She came up and she said, I'd like to go see Black Panther. And I'm like, well, okay. So I was going to have my husband take her because he hadn't seen it either. And then he had to work. So
you got to see it twice.
We had like Team Lady Power.
There you go. It was a great movie. Black Panther was a great movie.
It was a good movie.
And so was Thor Ragnar.
Ragnarok.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. It was good.
I'd watch it just for the song at the end. Like the best use of music in a movie ever.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We watched it at our, we have a sew-in together with another friend.
Oh, Amanda clarified, she's scared of someone dying in the Avengers movie.
Oh.
It just came out.
Which, I heard rumors something might
there
happen.
Been rumors.
But I don't, I'm trying to actively avoid all such rumors so I can
okay.
see the movie.
Let's see. Penny said she likes working with jelly rolls because they are, she's doing a pieced and quilted purse. Oh, that sounds fun.
I've done a purse out of a jelly roll. Actually, I did a jelly roll quilt and I had all the stuff left over. So I used that to make a purse and it was very lovely. And I gave it away to a friend of mine and she loved it.
Let's see. We got a compliment about it's so nice to have nerds that quilt.
God.
Nerds that marry other nerds and make more nerds.
Hey. Yeah, we're so nerd. It's bad. It really is.
I can own it.
Our best-selling pattern is the droid quilt.
Yeah, online it's the droid quilt pattern.
Yeah,
which
we're
is,
like, yay!
It was inspired by Star Wars, but more inspired by the backdrop of the Mythbusters episode about Star Wars. Ben,
hey, did you notice it kind of looks like some of the backdrops in the Thor Ragnarok?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that
go
droid.
Me.
Yeah, so we could rename it. Whatever
Ragnarok.
That. Whatever that. Whatever that thing.
That ship?
No. It wasn't just the ship. It was the
rule. The world.
That world
Jeff...
that Jeff Goldblum ruled.
We're gonna do that.
Jeff Goldblum ruled.
No, that's not his name.
Jeff Goldblum.
Blum. It's all a blur, y'all. I can't get to the
Googles.
I don't want to touch anything on my computer. It's gonna...
I can Google that, baby.
Ooh, comment about jelly rolls being a bit pricey.
You know, when we were first buying them, they were like $30 and now they're like $40.
Yeah.
I always try to look for them on sale. Hey, did you guys notice Tuesday morning? like this has been all over the internet lately, Tuesday morning. And if y'all don't live in the South, I think it's a very Southern
U.S.
chain,
South.
U.S.
Not
South.
Like South America.
It's one of those off, like Ross, or
it's like
a discount place with, they buy in bulk and they only have,
yeah, whatever, they've got
limited amount. It's like that. They don't carry.
I used to go there and buy like the fancy brand wood toys for my kids because they were always way cheaper.
Yeah. Or you can go buy, you know, like household.
A lot of rugs.
Decorative stuff. Like if you're looking for cute, you know.
Bowls, vases.
Bowls, vases. Stuff to go in the bathroom with the soap dispenser and that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's in Arizona and in Cincinnati. So.
But anyway, Tuesday morning, there's been stuff all over where they've got different fabrics and jelly rolls and charm packs and stuff at Tuesday morning. I actually went and looked at it, and it's from Bernatex.
Okay.
So a good fabric company. What was I looking up? Oh, Goldblum.
That is correct.
I'll take you.
Oh, there's a Tuesday morning in Vegas.
Woo, Vegas. There you go. Yes. I'm excited to see the garden
and Minnesota.
Galaxy.
We're now getting the Tuesday morning.
So it's
internet
not report. Just a Southern thing. Sorry, I thought it was.
Okay.
So. I've not been to a Tuesday morning outside of the South. But.
Okay. Have you ever made a jelly roll rug?
No, but those are all over right now. I haven't, but I want to. There's a pattern. I haven't bought it yet.
They're just sewn together, and then you Mod Podge it or something. What do you put on
no,
it?
No. The way I understand, you either take cording or rope and
you cover it. Gotcha.
But I think it's a way you fold it over. Like, I think you surround it and then fold it over and then sew in a circle. Okay. So it's not like the rope bases that I do that the patterns
are. It's more
out.
Like the braided rugs.
It's more like the braided rugs.
That my grandparents
and
made,
there's two different ways. You either take cording or you can take batting strips and wrap it around batting strips.
Okay.
But there is a pattern, and I don't want to take away from whatever that designer and pattern, I don't know who did it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But yeah, it's very trendy. A lot of people have been doing them out there. Although I did see someone, I do want to caution you because I'd make a lot of rope bases. I did see someone say that they got rope from Walmart to use in their braided or in this rug pattern. And that's cool. Just be super, super careful because I've bought rope all over from every place you can think to buy rope from to make corded vases. Be very, very careful. Some of the rope that you buy at Walmart has plastic.
Like a core.
Core in it. And you will break a needle so fast because I'm assuming that this pattern has you doing a zigzag to attach these two pieces together. So just, it will say 100% cotton with, and seriously, it'll go 100% cotton, which is a lie, with strengthening core. And the strengthening core is plastic, like fishing line almost, that, and several of them in the middle. And, it's what makes those cotton ropes strong for, you know, laundry, I guess. Or,
but you'll shoot your eye out.
But you could really pop a needle and just be super careful. And I've seen people recommend you going to Walmart to get this rope, and that's cool. But just, there is one rope there that you can get that is 100% cotton. Just open up the package and it's normally not sealed.
Yeah.
But look at the core that there's not plastic in it because you will break a needle.
Yeah.
And so, shoot your eye out.
Christine says the jelly roll rug pattern uses just the batting strips, not the rope.
Yeah.
Rope.
And I saw someone recommending you could replace the rope with the batting strips, which may be a great use of all that scrap batting that you're like, I don't know what to do with this. When you trim it off, you know,
the other,
you just throw that away.
It's more expensive, but the 1/8 inch foam headliner, like strips of that, because one of the patterns, when we were at Sewing and Quilt Expo, the booth that sells, the company that does like the wreaths
with the foam squares
inside of it, they had other ones for things that were, it was fabric kind of wrapped around that kind of foam in strips and either woven together to make more baskets or, you know, like different kind of containers. Yeah.
I thought about making one of those rugs, but I haven't done it yet because there's a spreadsheet and it's not on it.
Someone did say I think they need a class on spreadsheets.
That would be Pam. I'm not teaching that. I'll teach how to avoid it.
Oh, I use some conditional formatting today.
Oh my goodness.
Let me do a range of red to green, best to worst. Not for us. This is for my day job.
So what else?
Do we have a favorite brand of solid white fabric?
I don't either.
Depends on what I'm using it for.
And I'm not good about, once I buy a solid, I'm not good about going, this is the Moda or this is the Bella or this, I'm not good about marking my solids.
Yeah, if it comes, sometimes if you order it online, it comes with like a sticker or a label and I try to keep that with it. So I remember what brand it was, but yeah, if I bought it.
And solids are bad from the standpoint of, there's no salvage.
It's printed. Yeah.
Yeah. For me to go, oh yeah, this is from Robert Kaufman or this from Moda or this from,
yeah.
I have to admit, I have found that the salvages are at the solids that I get at the quilt store seem a little bit
gravelly.
No. Heavier. Than some at the big box stores.
Well, you got to be careful because they'll call it broadcloth and you think, oh, it's just solid, but that is a finer thread.
Ugh.
And it's almost see-through.
Don't
sometimes.
Talk to me about broadcloth. I'm not happy about that.
She accidentally used some because it was the right color.
And I bought it before I knew what I was doing. And it was in my stash and I just pulled it out and I used some and it has.
Now it's going in a book.
It has made this quilt a nightmare. So, and it's not because I ran out of fabric or didn't read directions.
So, I got a follow up question.
It didn't piece well.
How we use spreadsheets for fabric quilting? So, we use them for several purposes. I use them.
There's three we's. There's the me we, there's the you we, and then there's the we. This is the you we.
Yeah, me we. So, organization. So we've got like one spreadsheet that's all of our episodes and every topic that we've talked about, and then what the little funny sayings are that appear below us on the intro.
Several people actually use that spreadsheet.
Yes.
Mike uses it.
Because it's got our filming date, the release date. So like we got to tell the sponsors about it. We got to tell production staff.
It's a very useful spreadsheet.
Yes.
I look at it the night before we film. So I know what we're talking about.
And now there's a tab on that spreadsheet for book club. And what those dates are and what topics we're talking about.
And here's how I handle this. I just text her ideas. Hey, we should do a topic about this. And then she puts it on the spreadsheet.
I don't always put it on the spreadsheet.
Did you put the last one?
Thought about it.
Yes.
I was like, what? Great. You've got quilts for tiny people that don't care. Got it.
There's a lot about that we can talk about.
One of our quilt patterns was designed in a spreadsheet.
All of your quilt patterns are designed.
Oh no, you spin me right round. Designed in a quilt, in a spreadsheet. Just colored some boxes. EQ7 was not going to be dealing with that nonsense. I was like, how many strips
wide? I can't believe that. I don't know.
And I sized the columns. I still haven't. And then then I use conditional formatting because I would just like type in 1 or 0 in the cell. And then I'm like, if it's a 1, make it green. And if it's 0, make it white. And so then I could go in and just like flop them so I could reverse it. So I would make all the green white and the white green. Oh, it was insane. Yes. You can also use them for pixel quilts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Except for I have another program that I can do that with.
Let's see. Got a recommendation for a movie? I can only imagine.
I haven't seen that yet.
I have not either.
Oh, is that what they're saying we should go see?
Yes.
I've heard it's great, and I do want to go see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
A friend of mine said that it was really good. And that they saw it.
Someone is saying that they like white-on-white prints. That's Jane.
Those are really cool to dye. If you've ever dyed fabric, white-on-white prints are really cool to dye.
They drive me bananas.
Because when you dye them,
no.
The white that they print on the white print doesn't get dyed, so it's just the background, and it's really cool.
But when I go to quilt them, the ink sits on top, and it flakes off.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Yep. True. And a white batik is super hard to find because it always has gray in it or brown tans.
Or there was one that was colorful, but then just looked like it had schmutz on it.
So go with grunge, although grunge is printed on too. So
we got 1 minute left.
Okay, what's our one last question?
Question. We get another vote for white on white. Oh, the only way to use white on white is inside out.
True.
I have a friend at work. One of my friends from the Vegas event. She lives in Austin, Texas, and we were at our adult dinner, aka we were drinking a lot.
I wouldn't invite.
And she was like, "Wow," like She's like giving this reaction to everything, and I was like, I really like that. I don't know how to work that in my life, but I'm gonna do it. And so someone just commented, "I like wow inside out."
You have to do this.
Wow. Oh, book next time. We are doing applique books.
Okay.
Next month, end of May. Don't remember what that date is.
I don't either.
25th, I think.
It could be.
Oh, geez.
It's on a calendar. Do you want me to look it up?
That's right before I go on vacation.
Do you want me to look it up?
We'll get it. There'll be an event pop up on the YouTubes.
Okay. Wait. Mm-hmm. May 25th.
Yep.
The last Friday of the month.
That's going to be right before I head out of town on vacation. I'm not going to be prepared at all. Going great.
It'll be great. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. And we had a great time on the book club because Pam and I always like to hang out and talk about quilts and stuff.
And books.